Denver Surge is a local chapter of a national network that is organizing to move white people into the anti-racist majority in our country. So we want to get white folks taking action for Black Lives Matter, for immigrant rights, for Indigenous rights. And yesterday we had four very brave activists actually participate in nonviolent civil disobedience, locking arms in front of the Denver Police Administration building, and issuing a list of demands to Mayor Hancock, Chief White of the Denver Police Department, and Chief Officer of Safety Stephanie O'Malley for the City of Denver. And what we're asking for is actually not demands that we created, but demands that came from largely our accountability partners at Black Lives Matter 5280. Around repealing the urban camping ban, around stopping the sweeps of the homeless in Denver, around divesting money from the militarization of Denver police, and instead putting that money into addressing the multiple public health and housing crises that are unfolding in Denver. And also demanding that Denver Police Department start to document the demographics of people that they have contacts with, specifically in things like stops and arrests, and make that information public.
I know that one of your demands is transparency. Talk about what type of transparency you're looking for from Denver.
So that transparency piece particularly refers to the tracking of demographic information. At this time, Denver Police Department does not track demographic information, so things like the race or gender of people that they are detaining, that they are stopping, that they're arresting, that they're ticketing. And we believe, and Black Lives Matter, again, 5280 is the group that came up with this demand. We are just echoing their incredible leadership. The Denver Police Department needs to be transparent to the community about what kind of race dynamics or gender dynamics might be presenting in that data.
How important is it that groups like Surge and Denver Surge, I know, had big actions last weekend, as did Boulder Surge. Boulder Surge has another event happening this evening. How important is it that you work in solidarity with Black Lives Matter 5280 and, as you said, take your lead from them?
I believe that the component of solidarity and looking to the leadership of the communities most impacted, communities of color, is absolutely crucial. Without that, I believe that Surge could be actually playing out some of the issues that we see around white folks speaking for communities of color or trying to make changes for communities that aren't impacting them. And so I believe that looking to their leadership and showing up in solidarity is absolutely crucial. And it's really one of our most core values is accountability through action.
Well, what happened to those activists who took that civil disobedience action yesterday?
So they were arrested. They were taken to the Van Cise Monet Detention Center. They were held actually for what seemed like kind of an extraordinary amount of time, even after posting bond. And after many long hours, they were released late in the night last night.
What further actions is Denver Surge planning? Are Denver Surge planning?
So Denver Surge likes to plan as many different kinds of actions as possible, because we want to make multiple doors for people who have this question of how do I show up, to be able to pick which point of entry is the right one for them. So we've been doing racial justice story time. We've been doing marches. We've been doing rallies. We had a really amazing, what we called a play test or a protest that really centered children and play, where we covered sidewalks in sidewalk chalk, lifting up racial justice messaging. We'll be continuing to do education opportunities in the community, canvassing. So kind of you name it, we would love to offer it and bring as many people as possible into this work with us.
Well, Zoe Williams with Denver Surge, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maeve.